I'm Kari Anderson, and welcome to February's Student Composer Showcase, VPR Classical's monthly feature on a student composer produced in collaboration with Music Comp's online mentoring program. This month, we'll meet Wardsboro's Susie Francie, a junior at Leland and Gray High School. I was able to speak with Susie at a recent concert where one of her pieces was receiving its world premiere. I asked Susie how she got started in music.
I got this little toy keyboard when I was 7, and I've been officially learning music since I was 9. I just really enjoyed it. Once I started playing music more, it just kind of became my biggest passion. I play a few different instruments. My main wind instrument is clarinet. Learning alto sax, tenor sax, flute, bass clarinet, ukulele, little bit of guitar, piano, learning trumpet, learning French horn.
I asked Susie at what point she started composing.
I started composing in middle school. It was an assignment for a middle school band, and then from there I've just been exploring music composition and started arranging stuff on the radio. And then from there, I made this one really big arrangement for a big concert band of a pop song. It just kind of spiraled from there.
Well, what arrangements had she made?
I've arranged Butterfly by Jason Mraz for a jazz band. The song that got me really into composing was 50 Ways to Say Goodbye by Train, and probably a few others. It's a fun song. I'm trying to think of the name of it. Tonight. We Are Young.
We Are Young, yes.
I arrange more chorally now.
Susie's music teacher at Leland and Gray, Rob Kelly, also told us about one of Susie's early arranging projects.
She's really someone with a lot of innate talent, and it's really great that she's been able to realize that. She's done arrangements for our a cappella group. One time I said, we were going to do a pop song, and I didn't think I had time to arrange it. So I said, hey, Susie, do you think you can do this? And she said, okay. And a week went by, and I came up to her, and I said, well, we're going to need that arrangement pretty soon. Have you started? And she said, yeah, I have it here in my bag. And she had a 13-page arrangement of the whole thing. So that was really great. It's really nice to have her around, and she's really quite a musician.
So apart from arranging, how does Susie go about writing music of her own?
Well, what happens is I just think of a little melody, and then I start writing off of that, then I start doing other little things off of that, like other little counter melodies or chords behind it. And then intangible idea kind of forms in my head. Like with Apollo's medley, I started writing the second movement first. So that movement reminded me of a sunset. And then I thought, wow, I could make like daytime and nighttime and sunrise, sunset. And then it all just kind of came to me at once. And then like writing off of the idea of the sunrise and sunset. And then I thought, Apollo.
I spoke with Susie at Music Comp's recent Opus concert, where students rehearse a piece with a small group of professional musicians, and then they're performed at the end. I asked Susie what that experience was like.
Having live musicians play something that you've created using a mouse and a computer. Hearing it for the first time with actual performers and being able to communicate with them, it was wonderful.
Let's hear a little of that rehearsal.
What about the tempo of this? Did you feel like we were too slow?
It seemed a little bit fast.
Seemed too fast to you?
Well, fast at certain parts. In the very beginning, it seemed a little bit fast. The French horn solo was a good tempo.
Susie, who is Apollo?
Apollo is the sun god. This is a piece about the daytime, then sunset, and then nighttime.
And you could put that in the music too, right? If there's certain spots that you're... Right? Anything that you can give the performer to grab onto is really useful information, especially when most of the time as a composer, you're not in the room when people play your music.
Susie's plans for after high school are to go to college and major in either music education or neuroscience, specializing in music's effects on the brain, taking music with her wherever she ends up. Susie's final thoughts during our interview are ones to take with you.
Music is really for anyone. Anybody can be a composer. And opportunities can just come from everywhere.